What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Scarfinger, and I'm back. It's been a little bit, but I'm back to talk some sing-off. I am glad to be back. There's a lot of things been happening with work and life and, you know, the kid and a lot of stuff. So I just wanted to make sure I got back to you. Cause it's the sing-off, baby. No, I'm kidding. I'm glad to get back into it. And you know, I listen to the recordings quite often, so it's good to be able to watch the show again and to get add the visual back to it. Honestly, it makes a huge difference for me, and I'm ready to talk some sing-offs. So, you know, yeah, you can find the show on geeksgoneriot.com. You can send me a message on Scarfinger. I'm Scarfinger on Twitter. I am Scarfinger Hoodrich on Google Plus, and I'm starting to use my Tumblr a bit more. If you want to check your boy out at Tumblr, I do a lot of just like random thoughts off of the top of my head, some my Instagram pictures, things of that nature on Tumblr. So you can, you know, it's tumblr.com/ggrscarfinger, and you can just hit your boy up there. I'm, you know, this show is more of a labor of love than anything else, and I appreciate you listening to those who do listen, and let's get to the show. The beginning of the show, the opener to the show is 21 Guns. I believe it's by Green Day. Well, the version that they do is by Green Day. I don't really know too much about the song, but you know what? Let's hear the song, and let's get back to the show.
Do you know what's worth fighting for when it's not worth dying for? Did someone break your heart inside? You're in
died.
You're in ruin.
You're in ruin.
So the opener was 21 Guns. I'm just going to say real quick, I have no real connection to the song. It didn't really mean anything to me. Usually when it comes up on the playlist, I skip it. I think it's an okay song. I mean, I think it's an okay performance, but it just doesn't speak to me. So if it doesn't connect to me at all. I don't listen to a lot of the Green Day and all that other stuff. So it just, the song has no connection to me. I thought the performance was okay. But watching it, I realized that they're really trying hard to sell you Catherine from the Backbeats. They're really trying hard to sell her to you. And I'm just not buying. Like, I'm not buying. I hate when they do that. All of a sudden they have like an it person, and then they try to sell you that person when that, you know, halfway through the season when you don't, you know, you didn't really, you never really cared before. And you know, they tried to do that at the end of season one with, the chick from, crap, what is her name? It's right there on the tip of my tongue. Is the chick from Voices of Lee at the very end of the season, all of a sudden they're selling her as the star when she barely sang by herself at all for the rest of the season. And I think they just basically tried to do the same thing with Catherine, but I'm just not buying, really. I'm just not buying. So the first part of the show is rock hits. So they're looking to the whole, everybody does a rock song. So we start off with the Backbeats, and they do You Give Love a Bad Name, which, again, Catherine sings the whole song by herself, which I think is a disservice to a large group. Like, you have a large group, why is only one person singing? It makes no sense. And again, I'm not buying Catherine. I'm not buying. Sorry, whether it was the producer's idea or whether it's the Backbeats idea, I'm not buying Catherine, period. So the performance was just okay. It was that typical SoCal's Backbeats musical theater type thing. It was a little fast. It seemed a little fast. Like, you know, like when you're watching like something musical theatery, or you know, a show or something like that, and the song is sped up a little bit because they're going to transition into another song. That I kept expecting another song. Every time I hear this, I keep expecting it to be another song because it seems really fast. It was a solid performance, but again, like it happens for like the SoCals and the Backbeats, I pretty much think the SoCals and the Backbeats are way too similar, where a lot of their performances, especially if it's not, well, for the Backbeats, if it's not an emotional performance, it just seems like musical theater. And if I don't connect with the song in any way, I'm just out. And I just didn't really connect with this song. Well, I didn't connect with the performance, and you're not going to sell me Catherine. Stop it. Street Corner Symphony did Creep. Okay. I have a strong connection to this song only because when you first start playing the video game Rock Band, it is one of the first couple of songs. So until you unlock some more songs, it's there, and you play Creep quite often, whether you're playing whatever instrument or singing, you play Creep quite often in the early days. And because it's one of the easier songs, when you start playing with other people, especially when they're learning when they're learning how to play the game, of course you have to stick around the easier songs. So Creep comes up quite often in those types of settings. So, you know, with that, you know, I've in the case of Creep, like, I've virtually played a guitar, a bass, drums, and sang this song. So there's a connection there that a lot of these songs don't have with me. That said, before they got to the song, they, you know, some of the groups had like a little interlude before where it's just like them standing around singing a song. Most of them just was kind of okay, but the Street Corner Ring of Fire was actually pretty dope. And it was, you know, it was just them just kind of sitting around singing Ring of Fire, and they didn't try to do anything with it and try to go too far, like change it at all with Home Free, and they didn't try to do bass pimping like Home Free when they did Ring of Fire. So it was just like with a lot of songs with Street Corner, it just felt right, I guess you could say. It just felt right. So back to Creep. The backup for Jeremy was spot on. How they just their support for him and the dynamics in that support, like how they started off low, and then when it built at the bridge, and it built, I guess you call it, you know, musical terms, a crescendo, and then after the bridge, they went so quiet to let him finish. I thought the dynamics of that just worked so well. The arrangement was fantastic. In the execution, of course, we all know that Jeremy is a rock star, and you know there's no denying his rock star status on this show. So he did his thing, but I'm gonna give a shout out to the band on this one. The band really held him down, and it made for a great rendition of the song. I think I think she mentioned from the judge's point of view, she mentioned that the background was better than, you know, Nicole. I said she, but Nicole mentioned that she thought that the background that they did was better than the instrumentation on the original song. I don't really know about that because, well, I'm not gonna say whether it's better because, of course, my connection to the song. But they did. I thought they did a phenomenal job. So shout out to the band on this one. Jerry and them, I mean, pretty much, Jerry and Talking to Town or whatever, but Jerry and them. I can't get no satisfaction. I thought this was the perfect song for them. It sounds, you know, like, I don't know, you know, I think I've heard the original before, but when you listen to the words, it's perfect for the old man group. Like, it is very perfect for the, you know, the idea of being in a world that you're not necessarily comfortable with because your era has passed. You know, well, you know, that's how I think about it from their perspective. And, you know, the howl, this is where the howl started. And they, you know, Jerry's howl. And it comes back up over and over again in the future, kind of like Home Free's bass pimping. It comes back, and it's just, it's impressive that he can pull that off. Like, you know, like we think about Jerry from the perspective of, oh, he's the old man and he's the gruff voice. But when you really think of his what he does is just not something that anybody else on this show can do. And he's charismatic, and he's, to me, what sets them apart from all of the other old man groups is they know that they have a star in Jerry, because he's been someone of some note before. So they know that they have him. And, you know, like, every once in a while somebody else will sing, but you know what? Talk of the Town just gives Jerry his space. They support him. And I just, you know, they just let him, you know, he got off. Like, you know, it was a, you know, the performance was dope. They held him down. They seemed like they were having a lot of fun. And I just think that they know their slot, and they play to their strengths very well. And their strength is give Jerry the floor and let him do his thing, and we'll just hold him down. And that's pretty much how this has worked up until this point, and that's how it's going to work all the way through. It was fun, and I dug it. On the Rocks, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Okay, before I talk about Pour Some Sugar on Me, I have to be 100% honest with you, and I absolutely love this song. Well, I love their version of the song. I love, you know, I almost crashed my car singing this when I was going to see my daughter once, because I was singing so hard. And by the time I got finished, I barely had a voice for about an hour or so, because I couldn't talk, because I pushed it. I pushed my voice as far as I could push it. So I love this performance. So, of course, this is going to be one of the songs that you're going to hear for the break. So, I love this song, and Jonah pretty much handled the song by himself. I thought he did a fantastic job. I love how they can be silly and they can hump around and just, you know, it's typically the college groups do this. And I think it's all a part of the presentation. Like, I was a fan of the song just audio wise, but watching them do their thing, it just works and they're entertaining. And you know what? I really like them. Like, I really liked them. I know Meef didn't care about On the Rocks very much, but I really like On the Rocks. I thought On the Rocks, to me, I think On the Rocks is one of the top, I would say maybe third when you rank all of the college groups. I would rank them third. I think what they bring is a lot better than a lot of the college groups, with the exception of two, the Bubs and I can't think of the names right now, but from season three with Michael and them, I can't think of the name right now. It's going to pop in my head in a second, but I just, the Dartmouth Airs. I just really love the performance. Alex on the drums. There's a thing where some of these songs have like really heavy sounding drums, and there's not a lot of beatboxers that could convey that on an a cappella song. Just in general, like, it's just not something that can be conveyed very well. And I thought he did a great job of, basically, bringing the heavy. He brought the heavy to me. I felt like he brought the heavy, and it was mentioned by the judges, so I'm not the only one who thought so. I thought it had everything you can want from a performance. It sounded great to me. It was fun. I enjoyed it. It was awesome. I don't care. Pour some Sugar on Me from On the Rocks is one of my favorite songs. I think it's my favorite song from them, personally. Even though Bad Romance is up there, it's very up there. But Pour Some Sugar on Me, I love it. Groove for Thought. Oh, Groove for Thought. They did changes. And they didn't even even try. Like, they didn't even try to rock. Like, you know, they just did what they do, and I guess that's okay. But it's like they didn't even try to do anything different. They were like, nope, we do vocal jazz. We're going to do vocal jazz. So they did vocal jazz. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but I just feel like they didn't even try. Like, they didn't try to make it. They didn't try to do anything interesting with it. They just did what they do. And although I love the performance, you know, especially, you know, when I love singing along and all of that kind of stuff, and I think her name is Amanda, singing, she sounds great. But they didn't even attempt to match the category or the topic of this part of the show. Like, they didn't even try. They just did what they do. And I'm sorry, but that doesn't work here. It just absolutely doesn't work here. And so they just kind of fell flat. It just didn't pop. It sounded great. And I love singing along and stuff like that. But if you're looking at it from the perspective of you're expecting them to try to rock, and they made absolutely no attempt to rock at all. Committed. Okay. Here's my thing with Committed. I think Committed basically did this. They didn't necessarily go full Groove for Thought, but they made an attempt at it. But their voices, what they do, just isn't suited to try to rock. They did the best that they could. And it sounds fantastic to me. I think it sounds fantastic. I thought that they did what Groove for Thought should have at least attempted, in my opinion. Groove for Thought should have at least tried, and Committed tried, and it didn't rock. It didn't. Well, first of all, they did Every Breath You Take, but it didn't rock, and also it didn't. It sounded a bit too happy. Cause you know, Every Breath You Take is kind of a sad song, and kind of creepy, and there was no creep factor. There was no sadness. You know, they did what they do. They attempted to rock, but it didn't rock. And so, you know, basically, you know, Sean just said, this wasn't one of my favorite performances from you. And I thought that was the wrong thing to say. I like when they acknowledge that what they did was good, but it wasn't what they were looking for. You know, like Ben did. Ben said, that is, you know, y'all, I could do 10 pages on what you did right to make that sound good, but you also, it didn't rock. So I like what Ben had to say, and I didn't necessarily like what Sean had to say. And then, of course, Nicole just piggybacked off of Sean, because she's most of the time, she's a piggybacker. Someone says something before her, and she goes, well, I agree with the person who just spoke before me. And she goes into, you know, her reasoning for agreeing with someone else. But I like, personally, I'm with Ben on this one. It sounded good. It didn't rock. And, you know, they could be okay. You know, you're okay. You're okay with this. It didn't rock. It wasn't what we were looking for, but it still sounded great. And you at least tried, where Groove for Thought didn't try at all. So, okay, that brings me to, a topic. I thought that with this category, they did something that they don't do pretty much any other time in this show. They have a category, and they judge the category specifically on what the category is supposed to be. Like I think the judges graded this way too hard. There's no reason why they should have came down on Committed like they did. Groove of Thought didn't try, so they should have got the hammer. My issue is when you carry it on to these, to the other, especially, okay, I'll compare it to the hip hop, topic or category from, the next season. There are some people in that hip hop category that didn't do hip hop at all. There was no iota of hip hop in what they did whatsoever, but there was no criticism of them for not being hip hop. No one said this didn't fit the category. They just let everything ride, and I think I don't know, maybe it was this that made them think that, hey, maybe we shouldn't grade this that hard. I don't really know, but I felt like their judgment on some of the groups, because they didn't rock, it didn't carry over when, you know, you do a country thing and someone just doesn't do country at all. Like, how, you know, they didn't, you know, no one comes down on someone for not going country, or no one comes down on anyone for not being hip hop. But when someone doesn't rock, that's a problem in this. And maybe, like I said, maybe this happened this time, because most of what I'm talking about happened in season 3. So maybe they just saw it on this one, and maybe somebody said, I think y'all went a little too hard on the no rock thing, on the not rocking thing. But it was just an observation. And it led me to, I think, part of it leads me to my conclusion on the judges, where I don't necessarily trust the judges at all. And that's why I'm glad for every other season except this one. The final judging is not in their hands. With that said, I'm going to play a couple of clips, and we're going to come back with the other part, where the other part of the show is everybody's going again and is guilty pleasures. And we'll be back with more YBS.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Feather, the
beautiful world. Wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep.
YBS, your boy Scarfinger. And we're going to talk about the second half of the episode. This part of the episode was Guilty Pleasures. It started off with the Backbeats doing Love Shack. I thought it was fantastic what they were able to do with the song. I mean, of course, you know, it was a Guilty Pleasure, and I thought it was the right amount of silly, especially with Kenton, because this was the first time we really heard him step out and sing, honestly. It was always been someone else. And I hate the fact that they spent all of that time, he spent all of that time trying to sell me on somebody else, and I thought he actually held it down. You know, up until now, he's just been the guy who put the group together. And I thought he really came out in a big way and held this down. Also, speaking of holding it down, the rhythm section, especially with Courtney in the bass, and I thought it all just kind of worked for this song. And I dig it. Sometimes you might even catch me singing it. Speaking of things that you will always catch me singing, Street Corner Symphony did Come On Eileen. How can you listen to this and not smile? It was it's just great. The arrangement, the changes up, and you know, there's changes in tempo and everything, but it all just works. And you know, when the beat dropped, I guess they said Big John was the one who dropped the beats. And just like Ben said, they make it look so easy. Like, they're just, it's just like a group of guys that just get up there and just have fun. I mean, the whole unpracticed thing and all that kind of stuff, it really works for them. Cause you just can't, you can't not like what they do. And, you know, I've said it a million times, if they would have won, I would not have been mad at that at all. Jerry Lawson and Talk of the Town did Easy. Man, this was good. You know, I like the fact that you know, in the previous section I said that, you know, Talk of the Town do a great job of backing Jerry up. But this time they actually did a lot of singing on their own and not just doing the oo-wop shoo-wops and in the background. They actually sang a bit, and the falsetto, I guess they said his name was CD, so I'm just gonna call him CD. That falsetto by CD, like Sean said, it was very Eddie Kendricks, and it sounded very Eddie Kendricks, and you know, that just worked. It all really just worked. The bass working, And, you know, this was the first episode where the Jerry chants started. I don't think I mentioned that in the previous, but this is where the Jerry chants started. Jerry chants, like how Jerry Springer, they used to just chant Jerry, Jerry. But this is where it started chanting for Jerry Lawson and Talk of the Town. And I believe it was earned. Like, a lot of people don't like the old man groups, and they said, you know, they didn't like Jerry Lawson and Talk of the Town. But I thought it was very much earned, and I enjoyed this quite a bit. A group for thought. You Make My Dreams Come True. It sounded good, but it was what they do. Like, there was nothing really special about it. There was the bass killer. It was really good, but it just was what they do. It also seemed a little fast, but I mean, it worked with the song, so I guess it all kind of worked out for them. It sounded good, but it was just. This is what we do, so we're going to do that. And that's pretty much what it was. Amanda's trumpet thing, or whatever you do, you know, whatever you call it, that she did at the end. I love that. Whatever you call it. I don't know if there's an official name for it, because no one ever actually named it. But whatever that is, that's awesome. I like that. On the Rocks did... it was pronounced Kyrie. I don't know. I don't know the song at all. So I just thought it sounded great. This was the first time that they actually just really stopped and just tried to nail a song, instead of being like super animated and all over the stage and stuff like that. This is when they really wanted to stop and nail a song. And even though I don't know the original, I thought they did fairly well with it. I just thought it worked. It really worked. And Peter doing the lead, it was just like a typical 80s leading man of a group type thing. Like, he really did his thing as the 80s leading man type thing. Yeah, it just works. There was really no complaints from me. I don't really know the song, so when it comes on the playlist, it's not like I really sing along. But it's good to listen to. It worked for me. Committed did I Want It That Way. I don't really have many notes about this. I thought it was perfect. It was a perfect way for them to rebound in the judges' eyes, because, you know, the judges saw what they did previously as a misstep, but this worked. It was Committed just did what they do. It just so happens that they do what they do better than Groove for Thought, and that's why Groove for Thought went home. I was not surprised at all. Groove for Thought being voted off was inevitable, because it was very obvious that they weren't going to even attempt to break out of their shell. They were just... Oh, you just heard my Xbox. They weren't even going to attempt to break out of their shell, and they were just going to do them. And while it's not a totally bad thing, it just wasn't really a good thing either. They sound good, but we need you to do something other than vocal jazz. Like, we need you to step out in you know, like, sometimes they say, we want you to discover something that you didn't know about yourself. And Groove for Thought never did that. So, yeah, that it really sucks, but that's why they went home. I don't really have any more notes on anything. I know I kind of went through that fast, but yeah, I'm gonna take a break and I'm gonna come back and close this bad boy out. Let's get to some music. YBS.
I know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain.
Can't stand the pain.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
I'm leaving in the morning.
It seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can.
I've done everything I can, girl. Even
a special and I borrow.
easy girl, easy like Sunday morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm easy, yeah, 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 yeah. Easy like Sunday morning.
Wanna be high,
wanna be high,
so high,
so high.
Wanna be free to know the things I do alright.
I wanna be free, just me. Easy like Sunday morning.
Poor old Johnny Ray, send a set upon the radio, moved a million hearts in mono.
There you have it. This has been YBS. I'm gonna cool it with the shout outs this time, because I know it's been a while, and you know, I just wanted to go ahead and get a show out. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who's listening, everyone who's still listening, because I know it's really difficult, you know, waiting for me to put shows out lately. Hopefully I'm going to get that rectified real soon. I think Scott is getting ready to get his stuff squared away. And I think I'm going to start looking into a third chair, just as a balance for if Scott can't be there, or just for another voice. So, you know, if you're interested, holler at your boy. And so just thank you, if you're listening. Check me out on the Twitter, Scarfinger on the Twitter, G+, you know, Scarfinger Hood Rich. I'm in G+ a lot more lately. So if you want to hit me up, I'm G+, and I'm Facebook a lot more. But if you really want to my random thoughts and pictures and things of that nature, I pretty much went to Tumblr. My Tumblr is Tumblr/GGR Scarfinger. So you can go there and just hit your boy up. So this has been YBS. I'm not going to, you know, add any more to the show. Just holler at your boy. I'll be back with some more YBS. Peace.
Oh, that's life.
That's life.
So that's what all the people say. Shot down in May.
I know
I'm gonna change
that tune
when I'm back on top in June.
Oh,
say
that's life.
I tell you,
ooh,
I can't deny it. I thought of running out, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. If I didn't think
simple try,
draw myself.